This is a special world report with a friend of Medjugorje.
November 2nd, 2015, Mariana received a message. It was a beautiful message, and I couldn't wait to get back to the mission house. And out of the blue, Our Lady put it in my heart, and I pulled that song you just heard, the song sung by the group Mercy. The song's name was, Love Can Make You Happy. Our Lady put it in my heart to pull the song up in the mission house and start counting the word love. And as the song went, I counted. I got to 7, I got to 10, I got to 14, and I got to 15. Our Lady put this thing together. Her message said love 15 times, and the song has 15 times singing the word love. It's so sweet. Listen now to Mariana's message 9 years ago, where it says 15 times love.
Our Lady said on November 2nd, 2015, Dear children, anew I desire to speak to you about love. I have gathered you around me in the name of my Son, according to his will. I desire that your faith be firm, flowing forth from love. Because those of my children who understand the love of my Son and follow it, live in love and hope. They have come to know the love of God. Therefore, my children, pray. Pray so as to be able to love all the more and to do works of love. Because faith alone without love and works of love is not what I am asking of you. My children, this is an illusion of faith. It is a boasting of self. My Son seeks faith and works, love and goodness. I am praying, and I am also asking you to pray, and to live love, because I desire that my Son, when he looks at the hearts of all of my children, can see love and goodness in them, and not hatred and indifference. My children, apostles of my love, do not lose hope. Do not lose strength. You can do this. I am encouraging you and blessing you, because all that is of this world, which many of my children, unfortunately, put in the first place, will disappear, and only love and works of love will remain and open the door of the kingdom of heaven. I will wait for you at this door. At this door, I desire to welcome and embrace all of my children. Thank you.
Now that you have heard the message with the song 9 years ago, you'll hear the message today, of March 18th, 2024. Mariana's once a year apparition.
Mariana had her annual apparition in her home. The apparition lasted 4 minutes. The following is Our Lady of Medjugorje's March 18th, 2024 annual message given through Medjugorje visionary Mariana. Dear children, by the merciful love of God, I am with you. That is why, as a mother, I am calling you to believe in love. That love that is union with my Son. With love, you help others to open their hearts to come to know my Son, and to come to love him. My children, love makes it for my Son to illuminate your hearts with his grace, to grow in you, and to give you peace. My children, if you live love, if you live my Son, you will have peace and you will be happy. In love is victory. Thank you.
Beautiful. Another beautiful message about love. Our Lady even says, merciful love, just like the song, the group Mercy. She ties all these things together. And the song says, love makes you happy. And Our Lady says today, you will be happy. This is fantastic. It's beautiful. Aren't you happy about this? Let's just dance. Just as I was about to start the broadcast, we got a feedback from Francis. He sent this message. He lives in Belfast, North Ireland. He says, I have the highest respect for Medjugorje. And then he says, however, where's the end with this? He continues, however, we are living in very troubled and dangerous times. Gaza and the terrible war in the Ukraine, to name but a few, and yet there is no mention of these terrible and shattering events or any words of reassurance. Francis, Our Lady prompted you to write this and the timing. princess. Don't be a party pooper. We get these beautiful messages. It's so sweet. And Francis, you're a downer. Let me tell you something about this message. And I want to tell you straight out. There is a lot, a whole lot, that Our Lady is doing in Medjugorje, and very little comes out. 2 days ago, March 15, 2024, Maria's apparition lasts 5 minutes. What happened was relayed to me what Maria said. It wasn't taped, but basically what she said, that there is so much going on in the world, in politics, in wars, and this kind of thing. And Our Lady comes as the Queen of Peace. So we pray every night. Maria's saying that. Maria's talking about Our Lady and her. So we pray every night for Our Lady to intercede before her Son for peace in the world. Our Lady prays with me in this every night. If you follow what we put out, what I write, what we put on our site, we're not scared to make the picture more clearer. I've been to the Ukraine. I was smuggling in there. I landed in Moscow. The experience was not very nice. It's a whole nother story I won't go into. Our Lady has put me many times in positions to break down her messages. Dear children, by the merciful love of God, I am with you. Believe in love, love that is communion with my Son. With love, you help others to open their hearts to know my Son and to love him. My children, love makes my Son illuminate your hearts with his grace, grow in you and give you peace. Go further down. If you live my Son, you will have peace and you'll be happy. And then she says this. This is victory in love. Let me tell you something. We're not talking about a party. Victory is about what? War. Fight. Blood. Your flesh scourged. Your hands with nails. Thorns. Bloody. A bloody moment. Pieces of flesh. Almost everybody had a cut. You had to get stitches. The cuts, the thirst, a battle, a great struggle. The night before, he didn't want to do it. Why did he do it? He told God, take this cup away from me. But his Father said, do this for love. This message from today is not a simple message and is not a sugar thing. It's vicious. Francis was right when he said, I have the highest respect for Medjugorje, but at the same time, there's nothing coming out of there but sugar. However, we are living in very troubled and dangerous times. Gaza and the terrible war in the Ukraine, to name but a few, and yet there is no mention of these terrible and shattering events or any other words of reassurance. On January 25th, 2023, Our Lady said, the future is at a crossroads. Contemplate that. What does that mean? You can go this way, to the left, to the right, forward, or backwards. The future is at a crossroads because modern man does not want God. That is why mankind is heading to perdition. That's not sugar. Nobody wants to talk about that. We are in more than a crossroads now. At this moment, the crossroad is filled with many snares. I ran across something doing research, a report that was released hardly a month ago. What's happening with the United States and the world? What you're about here, I relate this to what our lady said in this message today. A big struggle. It takes love to fight and to stand up. The United States is targeted, and the plans is to destroy our country. We are the number one target. That will be explained in this clip that you're going to hear. This is from our own intelligence.
The following are excerpts taken from a 40-page report titled Annual Threat Assessment of the U.S. Intelligence Community. This report is put out by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence and was released on February 5, 2024. The report states, 1. During the next year, the United States faces an increasingly fragile global order strained by accelerating strategic competition among major powers. 2. An ambitious but anxious China, a confrontational Russia, some regional powers such as Iran, and more capable non-state actors are challenging long-standing rules of the international system as well as the United States' primacy within it. 3. One need only look at the Gaza crisis, triggered by a highly capable non-state terrorist group in Hamas, exacerbated by narratives encouraged by China and Russia to undermine the United States on the global stage. The world that emerges from this tumultuous period will be shaped by whoever offers the most persuasive arguments for how the world should be governed, how societies should be. 4. New opportunities for collective action with state and non-state actors alike will emerge. The 2024 Annual Threat Assessment highlights some of those connections. 5. China has the capability to directly compete with the United States and U.S. allies and to alter the rules-based global order in ways that support Beijing's power and form of governance over that of the United States. 6. China's serious demographic and economic challenges may make it an even more aggressive and unpredictable global actor. 7. Unites states' attention as states and non-state actors struggle in this evolving global order. 8. The 2024 Annual Threat Assessment Report supports the Office of the Director of National Intelligence's commitment to transparency and the tradition of providing regular threat updates to the American public.
This threat assessment is 40 pages long. You just heard a little bit. It's very unnerving. It fits like a glove with our lady's message today. That one word, victory. There's no victory unless there's a battle. Now you're going to hear more bad news. The head of the FBI has given an annual report recently. Listen to this clip. It'll wake you up.
All right, this is breaking this hour. Terror threats against the United States reach an all-time high since the terror attack by Hamas terrorists against Israel on October 7th. A warning now from the FBI Director Christopher Wray just a short time ago in a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing.
What I would say that is unique about the environment that we're in right now in my career is that while there may have been times over the years where individual threats could have been higher here or there than where they might be right now, I've never seen a time where all the threats, or so many of the threats, are all elevated all at exactly the same time. That's what makes this environment that we're in now so fraught, and why funding our men and women who are working shoulder to shoulder with state and local law enforcement and other partners every day makes it even more important, not less.
So, blinking red lights analogy about 9/11, all the lights were blinking red before 9/11, apparently, obviously all of us missed it. Would you say that there's multiple blinking red lights out there?
I see blinking lights everywhere I turn.
The next clip is Glenn Beck, March 8th, 2024, just a few days ago.
I fear Beslan, or something like it, is coming. A group of terrorist attacks that will happen in a week that will so fundamentally shock the American people. And you heard fear in people I've talked to today. I am afraid for my wife. I'm afraid for my daughters. That will become a reality. And people will scream, make it stop. And extremists will be defined by whoever is in power. And I believe this will happen before there's a change of power. I hope to God not. Pray, and if you can, pray on your knees. Beg for protection of the Republic. But when the Department of Homeland Security issues the warnings they have been issuing, and nobody's talking about them, and then the president talks about extremists in the country, and we have open borders where we know thousands who wish us ill are now in the country, and we have no idea. We have no idea where they are, who they are, what they're planning. And we have them from all walks of life. We have them from China. We have them from Iran. We have them from Gaza. We have them from Russia, everywhere and anywhere. The people who hate us are coming through. Show me the majority that are families with children. They're mainly 20-something men. And we know that this is happening now. I believe our government at least has a plan that they should have, perhaps, to grab control of the country and issue martial law, God forbid, if something like this happens. And I think it could happen before January. And I often say to you, where you are is where you will be. When something like this happens, there will be so much chaos. If, God forbid, it's a Beslan-like attack.
When Glenn said, in a week, he's not talking about now. He's talking about what's going to happen within 1 week, that fast. Everybody is trying to get in this country. You just heard Beck talk about China is trying to get in. They're on the other side of the world. How are they getting in here? Listen to this. It will make your eyebrows go up.
A friend of Medjugorje states the following. What is the Darien Gap? It is the gap in the Pan-American Highway connecting the United States via Panama with South America via Colombia. There is no road, not even a primitive one, across the Darien. The Darien Gap is a treacherous 66-mile hike through steep mountains, rivers, and mud, with poisonous snakes, robbers, and gangs along the way. This is the way more than 500,000 migrants from all over the world have come into the United States in 2023 alone. The Darien Gap. Is it a migration? Is it an invasion? It is a sly, stealth, satanic plan. The following comes from an interview done in February 2024, just 1 month ago. With Ecuador's very lenient visa policy to enter the country, migrants from anywhere in the world can access the United States through Ecuador's borders. As migrants make their way to the Darien Gap, they cross other countries in South America. These countries, it seems, have turned a blind eye, temporarily lifting their strict border controls to allow these migrants to pass through their country en route to the U.S. There must be a coordinated effort to allow this to happen. One American, Brett Weinstein, visited two camps near the Darien Gap. What he saw between the two camps told two different stories. The first camp Weinstein visited, he was permitted to walk around freely in the camp, photographing and speaking with migrants. The camp was filled with South American people. They spoke to him freely about why they were coming to America. They explained they are not political refugees, rather they are fleeing countries which are in an economic crisis. The second camp Weinstein visited, San Vincent, he was not permitted to walk around the camp, nor to photograph, nor talk to the migrants within the camp. What he saw as he peered into the camp surprised him. In this camp, there were mostly men, and only some women. There were no South Americans in this camp. It was full of Chinese. The Chinese migrants he did encounter just outside of the camp did not want to speak to him. He describes the feeling he got from them as one of hostility. After his trip to the Darien Gap area, Weinstein states, "This is an invasion taking place, and it's on the move, and there is also a massive migration happening. I do not believe the people I encountered left China without the knowledge of their government. The Chinese migration into the United States is being cloaked, hidden by the southern migration."
Did you just hear this? The Darien Gap? It is a stealth cover-up from migration invasion. I've been all over the world. I've been down to Ecuador. I accompanied Maria and I organized where thousands of people came to be with our lady. There's two classes there, very, very poor, and then the wealthy. These places Our Lady has brought me to give me the ability to say what I am telling to you now. The Chinese people are not stupid. They're very smart. Well, over 1,000 years ago, they were making fireworks and many, many other things. When Our Lady starts coming in 1981, you know what happened just before that? China put in a policy. One baby, that's it. If you get pregnant, the mother is forced to have an abortion. There's something else with that. It looks like, very clearly, they were making an army. They had aborted the girls, but not the boys. In all these decades, from 15 years old to 40 years old, the stats for males versus the female, through that 40 years, there were 30 million more male babies than female babies born. Why would this be happening? Because Satan is helping them in the plan of the reality for what they want to do, and they need many, many, many soldiers. And these soldiers are showing up to the Darien Gap. They're coming by boat. Then they cross the land easily to come into the United States. You can't make this up. The numbers tell you something. When you want to go to war, or you plan a war, you want as many men as possible. Somebody can say, the argument can be made that China wanting more male babies because the males are those who get the inheritance for the family. Satan always uses an excuse to cover his plan, and has now coming to light, he is building extraordinary numbers of men for war. Weinstein, the group, what he saw, they went and talked to him. Isaiah says in the Bible, "Come reason with me, says the Lord." You reason this out. You got intelligence coming. What else can it be? We looked up the stats. According to the report of the World Population Review, and that's how we found out about China's population pyramid. If you want to see it for yourself, go to World Population Review, China's population pyramid. It's there. And now we can see, you can't use the word victory unless there is a battle. Some of you already know about the three perils, I guess the United States, told by George Washington, the visions that he had, as obvious as a lady. You heard the head of the FBI, he saw red lights everywhere. What is China? It's called Red China. And you'll hear in this third peril, they marched by land and they sailed by sea to America. Be conscious of what you're hearing now.
The Three Perils, George Washington's vision at Valley Forge in 1777. What you are about to hear is an audio production based on the short book, American History You Never Learned, by a friend of Medjugorje. The short book tells of a supernatural encounter in which George Washington experienced a vision of what he said was a singularly beautiful female while camped at Valley Forge in 1777. The narrative is in Washington's own words, as he conveyed the experience to Anthony Sherman. This narrative is recorded in the Library of Congress and was published in the National Tribune in 1880. This supernatural encounter is a remarkable history that will not only surprise you, but will leave you with goosebumps. The Virgin Mary, fondly referred to as Our Lady, has had her hands on the founding of this nation from the beginning, and in a remarkable way, her path can be traced. What follows is just a small portion, telling of God's providence in the history of our nation.
The Third Peril.
And again, I heard the mysterious voice saying,
"Son of the Republic, the end of the century cometh. Look and learn."
At this, the dark shadowy angel placed a trumpet to his mouth and blew three distinct blasts. And taking water from the ocean, he sprinkled it upon Europe, Asia, and Africa. Then my eyes beheld a fearful scene. From each of these countries arose thick black clouds that were soon joined into one. And throughout this mass, there gleamed a dark red light by which I saw hordes of armed men who, moving with the cloud, marched by land and sailed by sea to America. Which country was enveloped in the volume of the cloud? And I dimly saw these vast armies devastate the whole country and burn the villages, towns, and cities that I beheld springing up. As my ears listened to the thundering of the cannon, the clashing of the swords, and the shouts and cries of millions in mortal combat, I again heard the mysterious voice saying,
"Son of the Republic, look and learn."
When the voice had ceased, the dark, shadowy angel placed his trumpet once more to his mouth and blew a long, fearful blast. Instantly, a light as of a thousand suns shone down from above me and pierced and broke into fragments the dark cloud which enveloped America. At the same moment, I saw the angel upon whose forehead still shone the word Union, and who bore our national flag in one hand and a sword in the other, ascend from heaven, attended by legions of bright spirits. These immediately joined the inhabitants of America, who I perceived were well nigh overcome, but who, immediately taking courage again, closed up their broken ranks and renewed the battle.
Remember, ye are brethren, brethren.
Again, amid the fearful noise of the conflict, I heard the mysterious voice saying,
Son of the Republic, look and learn.
As the voice ceased, the shadowy angel, for the last time, dipped water from the ocean and sprinkled it upon America. Instantly, the dark cloud rolled back, together with the armies it had brought, leaving the inhabitants of the land victorious. Then once more I beheld villages, towns and cities springing up where I had seen them before, while the bright angel, planting the azure standard he had brought in the midst of them, cried in a loud voice to the inhabitants.
While the stars remain and the heavens send down dew upon the earth, so long shall the Union last.
And taking from his brow the crown on which was blazoned the word Union, he placed it upon the standard, while people kneeling down said, Amen. The scene instantly began to fade and dissolve, and I saw nothing but the rising, curling vapor I had at first beheld. This also disappeared, and I found myself once more gazing upon my mysterious visitor, who in the same mysterious voice I heard before said,
Son of the Republic, what you have seen is thus interpreted. Three great perils will come upon the Republic. The most fearful is the third, but the whole world united shall not prevail against her. Let every child of the Republic learn to live for God, his land, and the Union.
With these words, the angel vanished from my sight. I started from my seat and felt that I had seen a vision wherein I had been shown to me the birth, progress, and destiny of the Republic. In union, she will have strength. In disunion, destruction.
We have to ask ourselves, why is Our Lady here? And why she says, these are the last apparitions in the world. The visionaries have said there's no need for her to come back. So we're in end times, and that can last for centuries, we don't know. But one thing we know is that 20 and 24 is the year of the dragon. Who represents the dragon? And who represents the woman? And why is the dragon and the woman is in chapter 12 together. Why is it says the woman is going to have a child? And now it's more clear that it's going to be a male. It comes back again. The woman has a son, and that son who will rule all the nations. Who's that? You think it may be Jesus? The baby Jesus? The grown up? And then it says the dragon wanted to devour the child. This is revelation. This is biblical. This is happening. Nobody's talking about it. No bishops, no pope, and very few priests is saying anything. We are living in the days that what John saw. I've been there 5 times at Patmos. You can get inspired sitting there in that cave where John wrote the book of Revelation. So this dragon, his head is going to be crushed by the woman. Now what Francis wrote to us in the beginning of the broadcast, quote, I have the highest respect for Medjugorje. However, we are living in troubled and dangerous times. Gaza and the terrible war in Ukraine, to name but a few, and yet there is no mention of these troubles and shattering events or any words of reassurance. Everything you heard is plain as it can be. Nobody wants to say that. They want sugar. Now, read the message of Our Lady today and see how different it is to you. Dear children, by the merciful love of God, I am with you. That is why, as a mother, I am calling you to believe in love. The love that is union with my son. That was said in Revelation. With love, you help others to open their hearts, to come to know my son, to come to love him. My children, love makes it for my son to illuminate your heart with grace, to grow in you and to give you peace. My children, if you live love, you live my son. You know what happened to him? You know the battle he had. Live my son, you will have peace and you will be happy. In love is victory. Thank you. See how that message is completely different from what people are going to see? Again, I propose to you, why is Our Lady here?
The prophet Amos states,
Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, when I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the word of the Lord. They shall wander from sea to sea, and from north to east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord. But they shall not find it.
The following are a few of the revelations given by Jesus to St. Padre Pio in 1959, just 63 years ago. Padre Pio wrote these and many more revelations about the end times he received from Jesus in a long letter addressed to his superior. When the world was entrusted to man, it was a garden. Man has turned it into an atmosphere full of poisons. Nothing now serves to purify the house of man. A deep work is necessary, which can only come from heaven. A land will disappear, a great land. A country will be erased forever from geographical maps, and with it, history, wealth, and men will be dragged into the mud.
We know that Mariana has said one of the secrets, something that's very horrible in a region of the world. What she saw, she said it is desolate. Nothing's there. It's gone. There's over 200 countries, but nobody, no country has mandate for the whole population. You can have only one baby. All the women who get pregnant have to have an abortion. Where, anywhere in history, where a country has so much blood on their hands? There is something else that has never happened before in another country since the beginning of the world. A country that was given an edict by the authority who has the power of a queen. Maria has had daily apparitions for 42 years plus. That's well over 16,000 apparitions. On June 25th, 1993, we began praying novenas for our country. For 9 months, every year we pray these novenas from June to December. We began consecrating our country, the United States of America, to Our Lady. The first declaration of consecration was July 2008. Last year, on July 4th, 2023, people came from all across the United States, and they gathered together on a little spot on the earth in a field where we consecrated the United States to Our Lady, the Virgin Mary, in her presence. Contemplate that. We're doing this consecration, and she's there, present, the Queen. She listened to our declaration. It was beautiful and very powerful, knowing that we could say this prayer while she's standing there. Can we say she was physically there or spiritually? No, she was physically there. Maria can touch her. We just don't see it, but she is physically there. Think about that. How powerful that is. And she's listening to all the people doing this consecration. When the apparition ended, Maria looked at me. She was shocked. She said, "Our Lady has never done this." And asked her what she did. She said several times, "Our Lady has never done this." Before we left the field, Maria said, "Our Lady gave a prayer and blessing on every corner." As we walked back to the house together, me and her, I said, "What happened?" She said she was surprised. And we get to the house, I ask her for more details. And I had her stand up. "How did Our Lady do this?" Maria said she stretched out her arms. Our Lady was facing the west, and then she blessed it. Then Our Lady turned to the south, stretched her arms out again, prayed, and gave a blessing. And then Our Lady turned, faces east, stretches arms out, and gives a blessing. And then Our Lady turned again to the north and gave a blessing with the arms stretched out. We know that Our Lady is a queen, and she's queen of peace. And we know, and what you already heard on this broadcast, Satan's sight is on the United States to make it disappear. We're under attack, as we never had before, just like you heard the third peril. We did the consecration, and then Our Lady, when we gave her the consecration, she took that consecration and those words from all the people in the novenas, millions of patriotic rosaries. This gave Our Lady the ability to give an edict because she's sovereign. She's queen. She has the authority to do that. And God gives it to her. And God gave her permission with this edict to consecrate this holy ground right here in the United States, in Alabama, at Caritas. Tread lightly. This is holy ground. Our Lady put the spot on the world stage. You cannot exaggerate this. The woman, the mother of Christ, her position in heaven is right next to the Trinity. And Maria said, "Our Lady accepted this consecration." In this year of consecration, everybody should come here and pray. Bring your prayer groups on this holy ground to pray, to give Our Lady greater graces. to protect our country. It belongs to her. So this is ground zero for Our Lady and for us and for you.
Svete ime Tvoje, dođi kraljestvo Tvoje, budi volja Tvoja, kako na nebu, tako i na zemlji. Zdravo Mario, milosti puna, Gospodin,
the solemn act of consecration of our nation, July 4th, the year of our Lord, 2008. To you, our Queen, Holy Virgin Mary, for this day of deliverance. We, the people, in your holy presence, who are nothing, appeal to your heavenly queenly power of intercession before God as our Mother.
Circles, hopeless, confused.
Civil War will be described by most American historians as the most cataclysmic event in the nation's history and the one that came closest to destroying the Union.
Despite centuries between them, two American presidents shared a passion. Both of these men won in surprise elections and entered the White House at a time of deep division. Donald Trump, Abraham Lincoln.
The person whose situation is the most like President Trump's was Abraham Lincoln. He's fighting to preserve the Union, and he's having to do a lot of different things that are very bold and in some cases very radical. Trump's in a very similar place.
And as you know, we're under siege. Family is the foundation of American life. We know that families and churches, not government officials, know best how to create a strong and loving community. We know that parents, not bureaucrats, know best how to raise children and create a thriving society.
I know when the fight calls, I won't back down, no.
America's fighting back, and we're winning. We're winning.
Heaven is with you, there is hope.
As long as I'm president, no one is going to stop you from practicing your faith or from preaching what is in your heart.
Your perfect love fills me now without fear.
In America, we don't worship government. We worship God.
Without fear.
Liberty comes from our Creator. Our rights are given to us by a divine authority, and no earthly force can ever take those rights away.
My battle cry through every trial. You're by my side without fear.
I'm proud to be a Christian, and as president, I will not allow Christianity to be consistently attacked and weakened.
So we want our pastors speaking out. We want their voices in our public discourse. And we want our children to know the blessings of God.
So all this is tied into what Our Lady did here. We prayed for our nation. We prayed for his health. We saw what was going back in the 70s and the 80s. I was praying for that. Our Lady came here. We wanted to consecrate our nation.
Through this entrustment, we beg to include our whole future into your hands. Please, at this moment, accept our 16 years of novenas, our prayers, our sacrifices, and heal our land.
There's a whole paper trail left through the ages that God's been setting up. What we couldn't in the Crusades do, and we couldn't do in Christianity in different periods, that Our Lady's gonna do. And she's bringing the whole world to her. It's happening, and it's gonna happen. And the flock's gonna be united. I don't know when, I don't know what all is gonna happen, but it's just too much evidence that that's not gonna happen.
Just as Poland could not be broken, I declare today for the world to hear that the West will never, ever be broken. Our values will prevail. Our people will thrive, and our civilization will triumph. So together, let us all fight like the Poles, for family, for freedom, for country, and for God.
Our nation, we crown you king with Our Lady's hands through this consecration to rule over us, over everything. Thank you, O Mother. Thank you, our Queen. Thank you for being present. May Christ grant our nation deliverance through this consecration. Amen.
Hidden. There's never been a moment you were forgotten. You are not hopeless. Though you have been broken, your innocence stolen. I hear you whisper underneath your breath. I hear your SOS, your SOS. I will send out an army to find you in the middle of the darkest night. It's true, I will rescue you. There is no distance that cannot be covered over and over. You're not defenseless. I'll be your shelter, I'll be your armor. I hear you whisper underneath your. I hear you whisper, you have.
You be an apostle. You spread this broadcast. It will help people. Our Lady wants you to do that. We're set up through our mission to give you these things for the propagation of the messages of the last times. We are expanding faster than we can pay for. You have to support this mission. It's huge. We can't do things that we need to do right now. Donate, pray, that we can continue what our Lady's asking us to do. We wish you a lady. We love you. Good night.